Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
How's your frustration tolerance, Cindy?
Well, you know me, so.
I feel like you have excellent frustration
tolerance.
Oh, my
God.
Really?
That's because usually when we're hanging out, we're like having a cocktail or I'm just happy to see you.
Okay.
Or, no, I'm bad. I'm really bad. I'm really bad. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I've become that old person who learn how to drive and all that.
Oh my God, the car, it does not count.
I have always.
Driving in LA is insane. That is like, it's so funny. I mean, like, I'm telling you, I must get the finger 5 times a day and give it 5 times a day. And I think to myself, like, this is probably a person that, like, would help me out of a ditch if my car rolled over. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like, because I turned right with about 50 yards to go before you caught up to me. You gave me the finger just because you needed to give me the finger. Or it's like you don't
It's so bad.
It is insane. Yeah, you can't count LA traffic. It's crazy here.
Lauren,
it's a nightmare.
Lauren, I'll be walking on the street and it's like, oh, sure, just park your baby carriages all over the sidewalk so I can't get by. Push me into the.
That's an issue with people being inconsiderate.
That's
though.
What it is. That's exactly
what
it is.
Yeah, I have another friend who's like that.
I walk around and I'm so like, I feel like I'm just in constant judgment. And it's just constantly like these little tiny things are getting to me. And I have to make a real conscious effort to say, okay, so that's what's going on. Leaf blowers are happening right now. Lawnmowers happening right now. These people, they're exhausted from their baby, so they're just going to stand in the middle.
You got it. Okay, so there's the key to that, right? So, like, so, yeah. So what is the answer? Because the truth of the matter is, right, like, it only stresses us out. It makes us frustrated and angry and gets the tension, the heart rate up. It's bad for our health. It's bad for our state of mind. And every day it feels like a war zone now. And my son has oh, my God. His frustration tolerance is horrendously bad.
Oh.
And I constantly am trying to, like, help him with it, but I don't have great frustration tolerance. And you know what? I think Heidi's going to be so mad, but she does, and I blame her for this.
She really does.
And I blame her, and here's why. Because her patience for his bullshit when he was little, I think, was too much. So he would be allowed to, like, not have to suck, you know what I mean? Not have to pull it together, because she would allow, like, her patience for it, even though she's like, well, you role model being impatient. You're the one in the car acting like a psycho. So, you know, honestly, it's probably both of us.
Well, and also there's that balance of letting him get it out, because there's when you control it and you're holding it and you go, I'm not going to get upset this time. And then you get upset because, I don't know, a grain of salt fell on the floor. There's something about the outlet of just just scream or go. I think we talked a long time ago about the tantrum mat my mother had for my sister. Like, stomp it out.
Oh,
or
my
just
God.
Let it out. But then how do you bring it back after
but
you
mama,
let it out?
I, like, I see, to, with this kid, I don't think he needs that. I think he needs
if it's not releasing
being
it.
Contained.
Yeah, if it's not releasing it, it's just perpetuating it, then that's not
and
helpful.
And he doesn't have, I can't tell you how many times I walk this kid through the steps. So it's like, okay, yesterday I pick up my kids from karate. First thing my daughter, because they love to tell on each other. First thing my daughter does is go Phoenix punch me in the stomach. And I'm like, she's also, like, five times his size. She's an Amazon. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, bud, what happened? Immediately goes, like, right? Just immediately. So I'm like, no. Use your words. Calm down and tell me what happened. And he's like, well, I needed my karate clothes. And she said I didn't. And he had left. He didn't pack his karate clothes. He left them in the entryway. So Cody, who works with me, was like, hey, Pete doesn't have his karate clothes with him. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. They must be in the entryway, because I was at work. So they just went back to the house and grabbed the karate clothes. But I guess Lou was saying, my daughter was like, he doesn't need them. He doesn't need them, because she wanted to go play instead of going and getting the karate clothes between school and karate. So it frustrated him, and he punched her in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, number one, what have I taught you? First, communicate calmly.
Mm.
Okay, right? Lou, I want my karate clothes. She doesn't listen. Most people don't. Go to an adult. Now, I mean, as an adult, we don't have an adult to go to try to resolve the situation. I'm like, all you have to do is ask, Cody, can you call my mom? Can you help me out with this? Can you stop this kid from punching me? Can you help me out with this kid that isn't listening to me? Can you help me? But as adults, we do have the law. I mean, there are, you know, like Heidi's new neighbors, like, let their dogs roam, and they went after this guy that was working on her house. Like, I'm like, you can call animal control. They will show up at that guy's house and deal with him. Like, we do have those kinds of things in place a lot of the time. Like, there are government regulating people that do this job of, like, you know, you're to help you police people. Yeah. That's their job, of keeping the laws, right? And I'm like, you know, so you go to Cody. Then if Cody can't help you, This is really, like, the most important. It's like, stop and calm down and ask yourself, like, is this really that serious?
Mm.
What is the worst case scenario, P? You go to karate and your sweats and not your outfit. What's going to happen that you freak out and punch your sister in the stomach? What is going to happen to you in that moment? Like, weigh it. Like, what's going to happen if the person doesn't let you over in traffic? Is the world going to end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it always is about something else, for sure, right?
Absolutely.
So it's like, okay, that person's inconsiderate and it triggered me.
Right.
I'm not being heard. I asked them and they ignored me. Because it's never really about getting over in traffic or having your karate pants, right? So what is it, like, does this thing that you're flipping the fuck out about, like, does it really matter?
Well, and with the kids, it's, if he... if he could say to her, no, Lou, this means something to me.
She wouldn't give a shit. She loves to torture him.
This is upsetting me. And then she could learn to be...
a little more empathetic. Well, that's what I said to him.
And that's training them both to, like you said, communicate.
I said, but, I go, here's the problem. When you turn around and you yell at a kid or you punch your sister, you're now in trouble.
Yeah. Whereas that's just what my mom said to me.
They're attacking you. They're the ones that get in trouble.
Yes, this is exactly and what happened
I'm
to
like,
me as a kid.
You're the one that ends up in jail because it's like somebody cuts you off and you get out of the car and punch him in the face. I'm like, you know, that's not your job. It's a policeman's job to police that person. They may or may not be around in the moment. Is the world going to end? And you got to calm down and make a decision. Is my reaction of fury, anger, hysteria, the finger worth A, getting this upset about, and B, the consequence of your actions?
Yeah.
And it's the same for us. Like, I have to think about that shit every day. You've got to calm down. And we've talked on the show about retraining your brain. You are working on your frontal lobe, which is like, yo, calm the fuck down. Put things in perspective. Like, pause. Think it through so that you're not reacting impulsively and paying the price. I used to do that when I was younger, and it didn't serve me. Now it's like, calm down. And like, I still lose my shit every now and again, but it never feels good. I hate it. And it's like, I'm always like, oh God, I wish I had like held it together and, you know, pause, think it through. How can you handle it a different way? If you can't, does it really matter? And then if it is something really serious, like, hey, this neighbor's dogs are, you know, going after the kid, because I was like, that's serious, man.
Yeah.
Like, what if they go after the kids?
Exactly.
What if they go after your dog? Like, you know, first send the guy an email, Heidi. Heidi's afraid of confrontation. So she's like, I just don't want anything in the neighborhood. I'm like, Heidi, it's so easy to just say, like, look, hey, I'm an animal lover. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to start out at DEFCON 1.
And then you find out if they're, like, the asshole my downstairs neighbor is. When I went down and said, hey, just give me your number so if the music's too loud, I can just call you. And he's like, oh, give me yours, I'll text you. And he never did.
Right.
So then I have to be the asshole stomping on the floor all the time.
Or call the landlord.
And then I had to report him. Exactly.
Exactly. Call the landlord.
But those are levels. So start
with,
hey, I love dogs too. You're right.
Start there. If that's not an option, like, is it really worth flipping out about? Like, look at the bigger picture. What does it really mean? It makes me feel. And the other big thing, and this is, again, one of those things that I had seen on the show about the brain, and is cultivating an empathy of like, all right. You know, we've seen those memes, like, we have no idea that person's fighting a battle that we may not even understand.
Right,
they may have
right,
just found
right.
out their mom's diagnosed with cancer. They may be in the middle of a horrible divorce. They might have just found out that their spouse is cheating on them. Like, we don't know what the hell they're going through. They don't know us. It's not personal.
Right.
We make it personal. It's not.
You don't know why that person decided to speed ahead of you. Maybe somebody's dying and they want to get to their deathbed if you want to really take it all the
way
to the top.
Maybe their kid is sick at school.
Yes.
Maybe they're, I mean, like, you don't know.
And sometimes I, especially driving, I have to make it up that everybody driving is a relative of mine that I adore.
No.
Like, and somebody who keeps trying to cut me off, I'm like, Mom, go ahead. You get right in front of me, Mom.
You know how they do it in Europe, though? It's genius. Like, when I was in Spain, I was in the fast lane, and this guy's on my tail. And then he flashes me, and I was like, dick. And DeShanna's like, no, baby, this is actually how they communicate. Get in the right lane. And I was like, oh. And they actively let each other, like, oh, you need to go fast? Let me get over.
Yep.
And he wasn't trying to be an asshole. He was like, yo, I'm in a hurry.
Know.
And then I learned that I'd be like, hello. And people would be like, oh, please go right ahead. I didn't have one Psycho Shorts episode in the 2.5 weeks we road trip through the south of Spain.
That's amazing.
But it's not the point. It's not a cultural,
But it's true. When I went to school in Boston, it was, all you do is put your hand out and they will let you in the next lane. And I thought, oh, wow. When I got to LA, I was like, I'll just put my hand out. Why isn't it working?
Right.
Does anybody see this?
Yeah, see, is that worth having a heart attack over?
Oh.
No. Okay.
That's, everything seems to be coming back to meditation in our lives.
That's right.
You know why I love my Third Love bra? It's really pretty simple. It fits me better than any other bra I've ever had. And it's so comfortable that I barely notice I'm wearing it. Plus, I ordered it online. So between Third Love's online fit finder quiz, which takes about 60 seconds, and their perfect fit promise, you really can't go wrong. They actually give you 60 days to wear it and even wash it. And if you don't love it, you can return it. Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need, supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. And so far, Third Love has donated over 15 million bras. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Just go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
I wonder if I can get Shanna on the phone.
Oh, boy.
Actually, this might...
When the segment starts with...
This might take
a... Phone a friend.
This... Oh, you know what? I don't have reception. Okay. My daughter, Angel. Kids are so disgusting. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Like, literally, I picked my kids up. Lou farted 4 times in 17 minutes yesterday. And she thinks it's funny, right? And I, but Deshanna was like, babe.
I'm with Deshanna.
Deshanna was like, baby, like, I think something is wrong.
Something is up.
Like, she shouldn't be farting like this. And... I was like, so I started really, and I mean, since, like, like, she thinks it's funny, but I'm like, where's the child getting all this gas to joke around with?
Yeah.
Like, this is insane. And I thought maybe, because she, you know, I was like, this is not going to be funny when your brother goes to school and tells all those boys you like that you rip ass every 5 seconds. And she's like, well, I'll tell them he eats boogers. And I was like, buddy, you're not eating boogers, are you? And she sits there and looks at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, you guys. What is wrong with you guys?
I love that that was your takeaway, by the way, was like, he what?
Yeah, I was like, what are you guys doing? And I'm seriously starting to worry about this child's gut health. And she doesn't eat a lot of lactose. I'm like trying to figure out, and she's like, I'm like, baby, does your stomach hurt? And she's like, no, but no child farts this much, or no human, right? I mean, why is something is not agreeing with her stomach?
Like the gaseous foods, like other than the obvious, like broccoli and beans, and but there's some fruit also.
Well, so here's what's interesting, right? So something is not agreeing with her. And I was like, all right. We all have different bodies, and they react to things differently. So, for example, most people, we were trying to figure out, this is interesting, we were trying to, we were working on a line of lattes for Lucky Jack, right? The coffee company I am co-owner in. And it's like, all right, what kind of milk are we going to do? And I was like, my God, would the world end if we just did like organic milk? Like, would that be like so fucking revolutionary? Or like, maybe I'm an idiot. So I put a thing out and I was like, hey guys, like just, you know, on Instagram. And I was like, what kind of milk do you guys want to see? Like organic? And I even said lactose free, right? And I was like, organic lactose free milk, coconut, almond, oat. Nobody said regular milk.
I did.
You're the only one.
I think I am.
You're the only
organic milk, yeah.
You're the only one. And I went back and I was, and a couple of my friends DM'd me. They didn't just respond. They sent me a direct message about it. And I was like, I've seen you eat cheese. Like, why are you, you know, I want oat, I want this, I want that. And they were like, I'm lactose intolerant. And I was like, well, first of all, I said lactose free. But I noticed that a lot of them said they were lactose intolerant. So I started kind of looking into it a little bit more. And in truth, most of us should be lactose intolerant. And those of us who aren't are an evolutionary tweak.
Hmm.
So as we become weaned as babies, our bodies should stop producing lactase, which is the enzyme you need to break down lactose, right? But some of us just have evolved to continue to break down dairy, which is why whey protein's great because it has no lactose in it.
Mm.
But I have zero, like when people are like, oh, I'm lactose intolerant, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I love cheese.
Yeah, me
cheese
too.
Is my favorite thing on the planet. I live for cheese. And I've never had an issue. I do coconut milk because I like the taste of it better. Like, I do vanilla coconut milk, and I just like the flavor of it.
Hmm.
But it's not because I would avoid organic milk. So I thought that was super interesting, and I wanted to kind of look at it. And then, you know, DeShanna doesn't eat gluten. She's not celiac. She's like, I just notice a difference. And we've had this gluten conversation a million times about what it could be, you know, because a lot of those crops are genetically engineered wheat. They're not naturally occurring, and they're heavily sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. So to me, it's like we've been eating this stuff for thousands of years. I'm guessing on this gluten thing, if you don't have celiac, I think it has something to do with those crops now, because this wasn't a thing 50 years ago. Nobody in my mom's generation was gluten intolerant. So I think it has to do with the genetically engineered crops and all that stuff and the shit that we're putting on
the
sprays,
them. Yeah.
But who knows? I could be wrong. But I was thinking, like, we talk a lot about gut health, but more like, oh, microbiome, and that's incredibly important. And it's been related to everything from your immunity to your cognitive function to your metabolism. I mean, all that stuff, but I don't think I ever just talked about, like, making you feel, like, so many people have digestive issues. So I thought I would kind of go down that list and say, like, it's entirely possible, by the way, you might be lactose intolerant. Try a lactate supplement, or no, they're not paying us for this, it's just a suggestion. If you're going to have an ice cream, or, like, avoid it, cut it out for a week, see how you feel. Do you notice that when you get your stomach gets bubbly and when you have milk, try lactose-free milk. Consider going gluten-free for a few days, like a week, and see if you notice a difference. Like, Dee noticed a difference. I have zero reaction to gluten. I avoid, but I also do organic.
Yeah.
So but when I go out and have bread at a restaurant, I don't get sick. So, and that's probably not organic bread on the table.
No.
I don't mess with soy, but again, like, so over 90% of our soy produced in the United States is GMO, and it's covered in all kinds of poison and shit. So, what is it called? Glyphosate, all that crap, and the Roundup pesticides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we shouldn't even be eating soy is when not, like, Asians, yes, the Asian cultures have been consuming soy for thousands of years, but it's fermented soy, and it's not genetically modified. So, you know, you think about tofu, or no, I'm sorry, tempeh, miso, that stuff. That's what I'm talking about, right? So nowadays, everything is soy. There's way too much of it. It's in everything, soy and corn, all GMO, all covered with spray. So consider, like, I really try to avoid it, but try to cut that shit out. And the same thing, try it with GMO corn. All those GMO corn products. Bad. I mean, now this is where I just don't get it, right? Like, this one has gotten the dirtiest. Nightshades. I have to call bullshit on this one. I mean, this one is tomatoes, eggplant, potatoes, bell pepper, hot peppers. And the argument is that they produce a natural insect repellent that could be toxic to humans in large amounts. Vitamin A is toxic to human in large amounts. Mm. Vitamin C is toxic to human in large amounts. Like, I mean, overdo anything, it's toxic to us in large amounts. I mean, broccoli has a natural insecticide. We're not going after that one. You know, you give a dog an avocado, it'll kill. Like, I've never... Have I heard this? I mean, we have shown that the diets linked longest to longevity are high in nightshades, like the Mediterranean diet. And again, I don't make a dime off the Mediterranean diet. I wish I had come up with it because I find it to be the most common sense, easiest way for people to balance, like, healthy fats, healthy carbs, healthy proteins. I don't get it. I don't believe it. I've consumed it my entire life. And you're cutting out, you know, the resistant starch, which has got a lot of prebiotic fiber, which is great for the probiotics in your body. It helps build feelings of satiety and fullness. You know, these peppers and tomatoes and eggplants are loaded with not just fiber, but lycopene and beta carotene and all kinds of phytonutrients. Like, I don't even fucking get that one. That one is nutso to me. I am not buying it.
It's all the stuff I grew up with. It's Italian.
I mean, if you have a food allergy, like if you've cut out all this stuff and you want to try it, I mean, consider a food allergy. Yeah. Like I just, that one, I'm like, on what planet? Mm. How, when did a tomato, like I'm not buying that one. Sugar is terrible for gut health. And then on top of that, because I mean, it's going to literally, like, just feed the bad guys, right, and create a yeast overgrowth. That's where things like candida and stuff come from. But, so, and I mean sugar, like high fructose corn syrup, refined cane sugar, bleached white sugar, stuff like that, guys. Like, you know, not an apple. That's not what I'm talking about. even though so many diets try to say fruit's the devil, it's not. We're talking about, like, the high fructose, the heavily processed corn and sugarcane, things like that. And then foods that are high in fiber and fermented are going to be excellent for you, right? So fermented, what am I talking about? Yogurt, kimchi, miso. Why? Because they got all the good bugs, the good bacteria that we want. And the fiber, not only is it helping to build a platform to remove waste from your system and keep you regular, it's also helping with everything from estrogen levels and cholesterol levels. It's pulling excess crap out of your body, literally doing so, and giving a platform. It's providing food for those healthy bugs. So, I mean, it's fairly common sense, but with Lou farting her brains out, I was like, I may have to literally... I may have to try to eliminate some of this stuff.
To find out what it is.
Yeah.
Since you're listening to my podcast, you're probably interested in staying healthy, but no matter how hard you try to eat the right things, it's also probable you're not getting all the essential nutrients you need every day. And that's why there's Ritual. It's the obsessively researched multivitamin for women. Cindy takes them, and just knowing she's getting everything from D3 to omega-3 in just two capsules has simplified her vitamin routine. For about $1 a day, she's getting all the essential nutrients her body needs delivered every month. Plus, if she goes out of town, her Ritual subscription is as easy to snooze as it was to start. Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. So just visit ritual.com/Jillian to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Cindy!
Jillian!
Oh, we've been here for a while. I mean,
I know. Like, we haven't said that in a long time.
Well, you could have opened the show with that had you thought about
it. I think this whole month of openings has been very non-opening-ish. It's like we just
Your job.
We went right into it.
You're the producer.
Well, you're the one who talks.
Well, I'm done saying, hey, guys.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I don't want to do that anymore.
No, no more.
I could have said, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show,
Janice used to be real mad about that. Welcome to the show. But see, you don't browbeat me about
that.
Hey,
you know, I'm okay with that.
I appreciate that.
I'm okay with you. But it did occur to me at a certain point that we weren't really introducing the show in our first segments. I went, wait, these are all, oh, well, too late now.
Well, this is a segment three, so it's
we're
too late
at the end
now.
Of the show now, yeah. So it's really
okay. A moot point.
So, guys.
Oh, no! Shit! No! No! Oh, no.
Some habits are harder to break. You have a guy's addiction.
I have started answering questions on social media, and I've asked you guys to leave me some more questions in the comments. So there were actually about like 800 of them. I pulled a couple because we only, I mean, holy cow, I couldn't get through. So I pulled a couple that I saw repeating. And one of them was, I want to gain muscle and burn fat. And I've talked about this a lot, but I saw these questions and I thought, all right, maybe I should just say this again. So you can't really do both at the same time. You can condition your muscles and burn fat. And what that means, what does conditioning mean? Essentially, I am using that term to mean the following. We are burning intramuscular fat, right? So you look at a marbled piece of steak, that's fat that's within the muscle. There's subcutaneous fat that sits under the skin on the muscle. We're doing both. But when we're conditioning the muscle, we're burning that intramuscular fat. And we're conditioning the muscle fibers to have better endurance, more strength, more power. So that's what I mean. We're making that muscle more fit, able to lift 25 pounds with a leg extension instead of 20, right? We're making it run, which, I mean, your cardiovascular system's getting, all these different things are getting involved, but that's what I mean. These muscles are getting quite literally stronger. Gaining muscle means I'm gaining size. I am adding muscle tissue to my body. So when people say gaining muscle, that doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, you're getting stronger. Or you're burning intramuscular fat, or you have better muscle endurance, or you're improving your muscle's flexibility, which is also conditioning the muscle, right? That isn't what it means. Gaining muscle means I am gaining muscle mass, just like I am gaining fat. I am putting on fat. So it's impossible, practically. I have only heard one theorist argue that maybe you could put on some muscle, possibly somehow. And this was this quack doctor I was forced to work with, who had no business weighing in on this, arguing that he thought it was possible some of the Biggest Loser contestants could have put on muscle. And I was like, which is, anyway. 99.9%. The reason it's difficult is because in order to gain muscle, we have to build muscle. In order to build muscle, we need more calories, right? And more nutrients. But to burn fat, we need a calorie deficit. And fat does not turn into muscle. That's a huge misconception. That's like saying lead turns into gold. It doesn't. We burn fat, right? And we're using that fat as energy to breathe, live, move through the day, whatever. But if you have a calorie deficit, you're simply not going to have the surplus you need to put on muscle. So when people want to gain muscle, right, but they don't want to put on excess fat at the same time, the safe bet is to say, hey, let's start out doing a 10% calorie surplus. So if you burn 2,000 calories in a day, including everything you've done, your workout, your activity, your everything, let's do 2,200. And it's gradual, but it's what's called calorie partitioning. So you got to lift weights at the same time. So then the nutrients and the calories go to rebuilding and repairing, and the body sends in like bone cells and little and we remodel, repair. So it's very, 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 very difficult to get cut and bulk at the same time. So this is particularly for guys. You always want to do that. So you want to focus on one and then the other. So a lot of times guys will bulk. Right? They'll try to put on more muscle and then they'll shred. Then they'll get leaner and go to burn body fat. But it's very, you got to do one and then the other. If you have weight to lose, don't worry about, quote, gaining muscle. Worry about conditioning muscles and burning fat. Next. All right, here's another one. What is a healthy, that was the key. What's a healthy time frame for weight loss? There's no such thing. If you're losing weight with a healthy diet, right? You're not starving your body. Let's say you don't go any lower than 1,200 calories and you have unlimited greens, and you're working out like 5 to 6 times a week, you know, that's healthy. I mean, the biggest loser contestants lost their weight. They were healthy. How do we do it? Lots and lots and lots of low intensity cardio. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of it, because it was like a constant energy call. So we didn't starve them. We didn't like slam them with too much high intensity. I say we, I guess it was just me and Bob. But, you know, so they lost tons of weight real fast, but not through starvation or this or that, the other. And it's like, oh, they put it back on. That has nothing to do with the diet. That has everything to do with the reasons they were eating in the first place not being fixed. Totally different conversation. So when people go after the like, oh, well, you know, they put all their weight back on. Well, the diet worked perfectly. They lost hundreds of pounds. What didn't work was them then going home and still utilizing food as a coping mechanism because, by the way, some are there a week, some are there 2 weeks, and it takes years to overcome that stuff with a licensed psychologist. So, you know, some of them we were able to get through too, and some of them we weren't. But it's not the diet that was broken. So when you look at, okay, what's healthy, it's more about what's realistic. You know, if you are very busy at work and you may be able to say, all right, I'm only eating 1,200 calories a day and unlimited greens. I'm at my floor with these calories, but I'm super busy and I can only get in a couple workouts this week. Well, you're probably only going to lose a pound that week. You're not gaining. That's great news. But if you're the person that's like, I got nothing but time on my hands, I did a 5-hour hike 4 times this week, then you're perfectly healthy and you'll probably lose 4 pounds that week. So it's how you're losing it, right? So the key is not to starve your body with crazy HCG or like going on things where you're cutting out food groups and making your body ketotic and like, that's not healthy. That is not a good idea. But or crazy overtraining with hours of high intensity, that's too much intensity. That's too much stress on the body. So this really is just a matter of how much time you have to work out in your daily life and making sure you don't starve yourself. So healthy, it's how you're losing it, not the time frame. And then another question, and I see we're already Cindy's timing me now. She has a timer on, guys. To try to make me aware of.
I know. It's so weird being professional.
Janice never timed me.
I wish you have Janice on as a guest.
Oh, no! Oh, my God. Okay. So what is a typical day of my diet? And all right, I mean, So today, I can only give you, like, what I had today or, like, what I had yesterday. But, like, normally I rotate 3 breakfasts. So organic yogurt with some granola and some berries, a couple eggs over easy with whole grain organic toast. Today I had 2 Nature's Path organic waffles with raspberries and organic butter on them. That's what I wanted. That's what I had. Then I had a bag of hippies. These are like organic... I'm not getting paid for this. I wanted to invest in this company. They told me no, so fuck them. But I did.
But they're tasty.
Yeah, I did have an organic little bag of hippies as a snack. It's 130 calories. I had for lunch chicken, cranberry, pecan, goat cheese salad.
I saw you threw most of those nuts away.
Because they didn't have sugar on them, which pissed me off. So they just tasted like nuts. I was like, bitch, when you order pecans in a salad, that's just supposed to be caramelized. Everybody knows that. I'm talking to our new little engineer through the window now to make sure he understands me because we're at a new studio today. So I want to make sure that he and I are on the same page. We don't have Jakester. That's why.
We have Wayne.
Yeah. Wayne, you feel me, right? Yeah. Wayne understands, guys. That's why I kicked out. I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to eat all these calories without the sugar on the pecans. So I threw those off because that made me really angry. And then I will probably, I have my Lucky Jack to kind of have my second afternoon pick me up. I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner.
What'd you have last night?
Okay, so last night we got Thai food. And I got chicken satay and the veggie spring rolls. They're not fried. They're like the ones in the rice
paper.
Yeah,
that's what I get.
Yeah, that's what I got. And then, what did I have the night before that? I don't know. I'll probably end up having sushi tonight because I haven't taken P for sushi.
Oh, he must have his sushi.
Right? Sushi.
Work on that.
Oh, my God. I know. So probably end up having sushi, and I don't do anything like fried, no heavy sauces, you know, usually yellowtail, jalapeno, sashimi, a lot of sashimis, couple of like sushi. So I get the rice and the carbs, edamame, just because it like allows me to fill up because I'm always hungry after sushi. Real common sense, like a blend of macros I don't overeat. And then since I don't eat sugar, but I will have an organic cinnamon graham cracker.
I love those.
So good.
I really love those.
I think it's so good because I don't eat sugar, but I've caved and had that.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Mm, all right.
All right, thanks.
I'm done here.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, everyone. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it. On iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.
Jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.